Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And a national study published this summer suggests that three-dimensional mammograms are better at detecting invasive tumors and can avoid false alarms, which lead women to get extra breast cancer scans that turn out normal. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It compared mammograms from over 450,000 women at 13 hospitals, including 30,000 at Sanford Health. Dr. Thomas Sink is a breast radiologist for Sanford Health in Sioux Falls and a co-author of the study, and he joins us on the line. And Dr. Sink, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
You bet.
Well, to start with, what is 3D mammography?
Well, it differs from traditional mammography. The traditional has a straight, you know, image going straight through the breast to the detector on the backside. With 3D, the head of the device moves from right to left, and during that time, it's taking a few images, about 15 images. Then the device reconstructs these images into 1 millimeter thick planes, so you get rid of any overlying density or underlying density, so that you can see that plane, you know, very, very clearly. So we get a stack of 1 millimeter thick images. You know, in any one image, we'll probably get 40 to 80 of these, depending on the size of the person. And so we get all these individual 1 millimeter thick images, and we analyze those to see if there's any changes that might indicate there's cancer there.
So essentially, this is an advancement on the earlier technology, the standard mammogram?
Right, yeah. The thing that it makes up for is on the 2D, there can be a lot of overlap and can make, you know, things look like cancers that aren't, and it can make things that are cancers be kind of obscured and not be able to be seen. So that's the advantage of having 3D.
Now, for the women that go through this, is the experience much different?
No, there's probably another few seconds that they're in compression, but other than that, it's the same kind of thing with the routine mammograms.
Are the 3D mammograms used in addition to the standard mammography or alone? How does this fit in with it?
Well, right now, the 3Ds are in addition to the regular 2Ds. But as we move on here within a month or less, we will probably have the a composite image, which we call a C-view image, where we won't have to take the regular 2D in addition to the 3D. The computer will actually reconstruct that image for the composite so that we won't even really need to take a regular 2D image.
How new is this technology?
Very new. We've had it a little bit over about a year and a half or two here, and therefore we were in the study and have now had another year after that. But just around the country probably a couple of years at some of the sites, yeah.
Now, you mentioned the study. We can talk a little bit about that. How did that, what did that study on 3D mammography measure?
Yeah.
How did it work?
What we did is we got 13 big institutions together, including Yale and Harvard and a whole number of different places from around the country, various places that do breast imaging, and we studied their numbers in how many cancers they found in the year before they got 3D. So it was a comparison of 2D to what they found after they got 3D. So basically, that was a comparison, 2D to 2D plus 3D. And so the addition of 3D actually added 41% more cancers. And that was through the average of all the 13 institutions. And then it also, the other nice thing about it, really useful to the patients, is that we have 15% fewer callbacks. It would take any density that, you know, you might see on 2D that you thought, oh, maybe this one should come back and analyze it a little bit further, do some additional images. And those that, so 15% fewer were called back for additional evaluation.
So with the 3D mammograms, you're able to detect cancer in denser breast tissue?
Yes. That's one of the areas where it probably is most effective in the patient that has denser parenchyma, denser glandular tissue. The 3D with these tomographic images, these individual 1 millimeter thick slices, you can find smaller cancers and cancers that get obscured by overlying dense tissue.
Now, are 3D mammograms, are they recommended for all women or just certain women?
We are using it in all women at this point, and we found increased incidence of increased cancers detected in all groups. Yeah. So yeah, right now we're using it on all of our patients where it's available.
Can this be applied at all for testing for the BRCA gene mutations?
You know, people that have a high number of cancers in their families get tested for the breast cancer gene, BRCA. That's a serum test. You actually take a blood test and send that in, and then that gets analyzed for a certain couple of genes that can indicate that you have high rate of cancers in your family. So this actually is a good screening technique for those people, but it doesn't actually diagnose BRCA in them.
Well, Dr. Sink, are there other new technologies for detecting breast cancer in addition to the new 3D mammograms?
Oh, man, there's always something new on the horizon. we obviously use ultrasound a lot. We may be using that more in the future, depending on exactly where the data lead us. But there's some nuclear medicine tests. There certainly is breast MRI in people that have a high high potential risk of breast cancer in their family. We certainly screen them with MRI. So yeah, there's number of tests, number of potential on the horizon. But at this point, 3D is available, is here, and so that's the one that we know we're going to use on everybody.
Has our understanding, researchers' understanding of breast cancer, is there anything new in that over the past, decade or so?
Oh, boy. I think there are new treatments all the time. There are new chemotherapy drugs. There are new ways of approaching from all kinds of aspects. I'm probably not the best person to speak towards that, since my area is imaging and diagnosis. But there certainly is genetics is being studied intensively to find the exact defect that might be in that cancer and that patient's tumor, to find the best drugs to treat that patient. All these things are really changing rapidly right now, and a lot of people will very soon probably have the genetics in their tumors evaluated, and they'll be treated based on the genetics in their tumor.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Sink, a breast radiologist for Sanford Health in Sioux Falls. He's one of the co-authors of a national study published this summer suggesting that three-dimensional mammograms are better at detecting invasive tumors and can also avoid those false alarms, which lead women to get extra breast cancer scans that turn out normal. Now, in talking about the study, was it able to measure long-term outcomes, or was it just dealing mostly with the short term?
Well, you know, our group is still together, and we have a number of additional aspects of this that we're studying. So we're studying age and density. We're studying, you know, follow-up cancers, a number of these things. And as we go forward, that can certainly be one of these areas that we will study and report on. But as far as saying, okay, we found these 41% more cancers. We know that they're earlier. We know that there are fewer where the tumor has spread to the lymph nodes. There's less treatment when the cancer is contained in the breast and hasn't spread. So these are all the things I think that are really good news of finding early cancers, is that less treatment, more curable, earlier stage cancers are found with that technique.
So the study ongoing, there's still questions that you're looking to find answers to?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, we have at least three lined up, and then we're going to continue to study the effects of 3D as time goes on.
Are there any risks with 3D mammography that you're aware of? I understand that there's increased radiation involved.
Mm-hmm. There is a slight increase in radiation, but it's still about the same level as when we had film screen mammography a few years ago. We went from film screen to digital, now to 3D digital. All those things have, kind of continued to decrease the dose. With taking a 2D and a 3D, it's kind of about to the level, but it's still well within recommendations for the FDA and those organizations that accredit mammography. We will be decreasing that dose probably 40% when we're able to use CView and not have to take the additional 2D images.
How does the advancement of this mammography technology, the 3D mammograms, how does that fit in now with just the general treatment options, beginning with, for example, the self-exams? How does it fit in the big picture?
Yeah, self-exam is probably being underplayed a little bit now compared to where it was before, because it's just been found to be not too reliable. There are obviously people that find their tumors and then come in and get evaluated, but it's not one of the stronger things. I mean, a yearly evaluation by your physician is still part of the thing, and recommendations for finding early breast cancers, but self-examination is still part of it, but not emphasized quite as much as it was in the past. It's getting a yearly mammogram, high quality, getting good interpretation, coming forward even more strongly than before.
So for you, Dr. Sink, with the study and even with the ongoing questions that you're looking at, fairly confident in 3D mammography is a good detection technology?
Yeah, I know that other companies are working at adding this to their armamentarium, and it's the finding of more cancers earlier before they spread to the regional lymph nodes is really when mammography is most useful.
Well, Dr. Sink, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Yeah, good to talk to you.